Hello, I am Tracy Olson. I am from cohort number 2, part-time evenings, data analytics.
Thanks so much for jumping in here and sharing a little about what you've been working on these last 6 months and also your journey to NSS. I'd love to start by saying, like, hey, what were you doing before you joined this adventure and why did you decide to make a change?
I was in field service, had electronics tech degree. Spent a lot of time doing that. I wanted to get a job that was more based out of an office instead of being on the road all the time. Worked a lot of nights, weekends, fixing stuff in the retail setting, and just really needed a change. Wanted to do something where I could create something and have it look good at the end of the day. And then I found NSS and,
starting to pursue
medicare. Yeah, correct.
Here you are. It is really neat. I feel like that's definitely a theme we hear is that new set of skills to be able to turn that vision into reality. That's really cool. So what vision did you create with your project? I'd love to hear what it's about, and then we'll talk a little about how you created it.
Okay. My project was I studied monarch butterfly population and a migration. Went into the weather, what kind of impacts weather have on the migration. Went into the use of GM crops as far as herbicides being used in fields and what that's done with the population of the caterpillars. And
it's cool. Someone actually in your cohort, they were talking about cool projects and they mentioned your project.
That's cool.
That's really neat. So how did you choose this? This is really unique. How did you come up with this particular idea?
My wife and I, we plant plants for butterflies. And so we're getting more and more into it. We plant milkweed at our house to attract monarchs. And we also, we get caterpillars. We take care, we take some of them in. The ones during summer you can take in, but the ones in fall you have to leave outside. So when they're in the chrysalis and caterpillar stage, they have to learn their bearings so they can fly back to Mexico to overwinter. So it's just something that we got interested in, something that we watch, and we take pictures of all the stages of the caterpillars, take some time-lapse video of the different stages, caterpillars going into chrysalises and chrysalises turning into butterflies, that type of stuff.
During the quarantine, I have a friend, her name's Riley, and she got, I think it's caterpillars and like basically raised butterflies for that period of time. And so it was really cool. So I feel like there's a whole mystery or a whole world to this that, we see butterflies, we don't really think twice about them though.
Definitely.
So how did you create this? Tell me about the technology as part of this particular project and what kind of findings did you have by creating it the way you did?
Okay. Use Python to do some web scraping. Journey North is a website that watches people report the first monarchs that they see, the first milkweed that they see of the year. They have a database of that. I had to scrape that from their website. I also, for the weather data, I got that from NOAA. That was just a download. I had to manipulate some of that in Python, had to clean it up and just change the rows around, that type of stuff. And also with the population information that we had came from a couple different sources because there's a eastern and a western migration. So I had to get the California side, the western side. I got that from I scraped that from one side on the western side, and then the eastern side was the same way. I had to scrape that from another website as far as getting the population data. So, and then I made the dashboard, and my presentation was done in Tableau.
Very neat. Now, from what you've learned, what would you say is your future looking like as you're starting to think about the next chapter now in your life? What kind of job are you looking for? What are you wanting to do with your new skills?
I'd love to just find a job in data analytics right now. I want to really learn how to, learn more about it, grow more, be able to, you know, hone my Python skills and be able to present better.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to watching the journey continue, and it's been really cool to hear about your project and hear about your passions, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
All right. Thank you very much.